Whether you're driving to work, cycling to a friend's place, or on the way to your next holiday, Amazon Music has your news fix covered. As an Amazon Prime member, you have access to ad-free top podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.co.uk/on-the-go-news. That's amazon.co.uk/on-the-go-news and listen to your favorite podcasts on the go.
Hey guys, before we start today's show, I want to let you know that I have a brand new half hour special that is available right now on my YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@LewisJGomezComedy and check out my brand new half hour. I appreciate all of the positive feedback. While you're there, give it a thumbs up, leave a little comment, and share it with a friend. Thank you guys so much. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, the original Real Ass Dude, Chichi Benson in the motherfucking house, international superstar Zach D'Amico here. What's up, kid?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Sorry, tickets are officially on sale for the first ever Carnival of Combat. Carnival of Combat. Grab them now. Sorry, guys. I have to tweet this out because it's just my life.
Yeah, quick look behind the curtains. He's got to do a podcast. He's got to promote. He's got tickets to sell. He's got a lot of plates spinning.
What do you want me to say? It's the fucking reality, okay? Let's see. Ellis. There we go. Anyway, look. Yeah, Carnival Combat happening November 4th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Shout out to our partners down in St. Pete. It's going to be a blast. Me versus Tim Butterly in the main event. A bunch of other great fights that are happening, including a notorious right-wing troll, Alex Stein, taking on 3-time Ellis Mania champion Mike Harrington. A bunch of other comedian fights. Jamar Neighbors is fighting Naeem Ali. It's going to be a wild, wild time. Plus all the fan fights, the crazy fights. Pros are coming down. A bunch of former UFC fighters are going to be there throwing down in the fucking, the fucking pinata match we're doing. We're doing the fucking musical chairs, and we're doing a blindfolded match. We're doing an Indian death strap match. It's going to be a wild time. Kickoff party is November 3rd. Grab those tickets, carnivalofcombat.com right now. If you get those VIP passes, you get access to the kickoff party as well, which is going to be the day before with weigh-ins, press conference, meet and greet, stand-up comedy show, after party. We're going to be partying with all the fans all night. So grab those tickets now, and welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Two incredible guests on the show from the It Couple podcast. Dan St. Germain is back on the show.
Hello, Louis. How are you, my friend? Thank you for having me.
What's up, kid?
Good to see you.
Happy to have you back, my friend.
You look great.
Thanks,
man. Saying that.
I'm fucking getting ready for a fight, dog. You got to be in shape. You know what the fuck's up.
I actually don't.
Well,
but you look great.
You got to fight one of your friends. It's one of the best things you can do to get in shape. If you want to be motivated, you know, just fucking get in there and really beat the shit out of one of your close friends, and that'll do it. Also, one of my very, very good friends who's been fucking killing it. Every time I see the credits for someone writing on something, it's you. Zahid Devji joins the show, I believe, for the first time.
Yeah.
Right?
First time, yeah.
I've known you a long time, dude.
Long time, yeah.
Houston comic, fucking our good friends over at the Secret Group. That's when I met you going down there. And since then, writing on the Whitney Cummings roast and fucking at every Skank Fest. We always party together.
It's always a fun time, man.
Great to have you on the show.
Yeah,
we have a great show planned today. Let's get our plugs right out of the way right now. Let's just get them done. Make them quick. Dan St. Germain, what you plug it on?
I have a new podcast that Zach's going to be on, a horror movie podcast. My wife, called The It Couple. I'm also going to be touring for the next 2 months, man. So go on my website, Dan St. Germain. I'm in, when this comes out this week, right?
This comes out Wednesday.
I'm in St. Louis Funny Bone this weekend. Next weekend, Fairfield Comedy Club.
Sick.
Rhode Island Comedy Club. Hey, check it all out.
Love it. Love it. Zach Amico.
Sorry, do you want to go?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
I'm paying attention to 15 fucking things.
You're good. You're good.
Kansas City next week, and then Denver Comedy Underground the week afterwards. All the dates are on the website, so it's my name because no one has that fucking name.
Love it. Zach Amico.
hey, I'm taking a break until Skankfest, but I will be doing a guest digital live show on September the 17th. It's No Need for Apologies with me and Ian Fidance as the guests, and that's going to be at a club on Ludlow Street. And I'm pretty sure if you're a guest digital member, you get free entry. So come hang out this Sunday on Ludlow Street on the 17th.
It'll be fun.
Love it. Live stuff coming up. My next thing that I'm live on is simply Skankfest. Skankfest is happening. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting all the things that we do. September 28th through October 1st in Las Vegas, Nevada. Going to be a fucking blast. Kickoff party is going to be Thursday night. I will be there. Very excited about that. But then me, Zach Amico, Dave Smith, Robbie Bernstein going on a little tour. We're going to be in Europe. We're going to go to London. We're going to Belfast. We're going to Glasgow. And we're going to Amsterdam October 20th through 25th. I'm very excited about these shows. It is going to be a goddamn blast. I'll tell you that much. And then when I come back to the States, I have Zany's Rosemont October 27th and 28th. And that's it for the rest of the year. If you guys want to see me live, these are the dates because I'm working on a brand new tour, brand new material. It's going to be the Meaty Ogre tour happening in a city near you, going all over the U.S. and Canada. So, yeah, grab those tickets when they go on sale. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. All right. All right. And then, yes, subscribe to Gas Digital and Carnival Combat. Fucking all these other things. My special. Go check out my brand new special, half hour special. Most underrated comedian in the goddamn world, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, right here, guys.
He just gets angrier. He keeps bringing up credit.
Pissing me fucking off, dude. Jesus. All right, so let's get into it. Let's get into it. We got a lot going on today.
I actually had a question. Was who is your fighting? Who is your ideal comedian fight? Like, what's the fight that you would want more than anybody else? Like in a boxing setting, not like I want to beat the shit out of this guy. You know,
somebody easy. I'm not tough.
That's such
dude.
An honest
yeah.
answer.
Yeah, that's a great.
Such I'm not, an honest
I'm
answer.
Not, I'm not tough, dude. I'm really
oh,
not.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not, dude. I am
He's
not
tough for a comic.
I'm tough for. All right, I'm probably tougher than the average dude, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not tough compared to tough people. I'm not tough compared to people that know how to fight. Like, I'm yeah. really bad. And it's a mind fuck.
In terms of, like, accepting hits or just in general battle? Well, like, what do you
no,
mean?
No, I'll take a hit. I mean, that's part of it, right? It's I'm just saying, like, I'm old, I'm slow, I'm yeah. plodding, I'm not athletic. Gotcha. I'm just not a good athlete or a fighter, and when it's yeah. glaring when you go into a real gym in a real environment. When I'm fucking around with, like, you know, the staff and these guys, like you beat them up and it's funny, but yeah, dude, I'm not so yeah, like you know, when I do this, it's not like I want to prove that I'm the fucking toughest guy out there.
Right, right.
I am doing this to get in shape, to yeah. make some cash. It's really fun. I think to go and train and to punch and to. bob and weave and to dive out of the way of shots and to fucking do jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai. I've done a bunch of training, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking cool. It's an awesome skill to have. I get to I get to walk the walk with my son who does jiu-jitsu. I get to show him, like, I also train. Yeah. There's other benefits. It's not about being like, I'm going to show that I'm the best, because I'm not even close to the best.
Yeah,
not right. even close. When I was going to fight Jason Ellis, like, I mean, I was a massive underdog against that guy. He has a ton of experience. He's really good. And it's not like I was like, oh, I'm going to beat this guy's ass. I was like, can I get myself to the point where I can beat him? Let me see. And a peripheral benefit of that is getting in shape, making a little bit of cash. You know, it's another fun, right. big event that people are talking about. So that's just sort of, yeah.
People get excited. Like, yeah. like they go fucking
nuts.
Yeah,
for the fights. Yeah, it's wild.
For the fights.
It's
yeah. a wild yeah. And the UFC fighters, they probably just have a blast because they're like, hey, night's off.
Yeah, just punch fucking
watch these retards
fat
fucking
comedy fans in the face.
Have you ever thought about doing bookers versus comedians?
No, man, that'd be a good
actually,
idea.
Actually,
no.
That's
just industry versus industry versus comic.
That's a great. Or like bring Jeff Singer back. Yeah. Yeah. He's got like a lightning bolt on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, that's really that. Nice. But it's a benefit. It's like some people like to play pickup basketball. Yeah. I'm way more afraid of playing pickup basketball than I am to go and spar my friends.
That's so funny.
You can get injured way worse now.
Way worse, dude. My knees are bad.
Now it's like, this sucks. But like now, if you fuck your leg up, that's a month.
Yeah.
That's a month of your life being shitty.
The biggest
injuries. And then really people could beat you up. Then really people yeah. free could beat yeah. you up, you know? Like,
the biggest injuries that I've seen from my friends have been playing pickup basketball, and they fucking tear their knee, their ankle, yeah. whatever, their shoulders.
Yeah.
There's
yeah,
so
yeah.
Like, when you're doing that explosive sort of, like, you know, I'm fucking. This is why I had to stop doing jiu-jitsu, and I had to stop kicking as well, just because my knees were getting banged up. And boxing is a lot easier on the knees. My knees are fucking tight. They're really yeah. tight and fucked up.
What if you got like the worst? Like, could you get like this is the worst athletes in comedy to fight each other?
Yeah. Like, well, we're doing that Carnival Combat. Don't worry.
Okay. Cool. I want to see people that aren't in shape.
It ends up not being fun, though. Like, you want to see like a good competitive fight. You get two guys that literally can't keep their hands up after 30 seconds. It's not really that fun. Shannon, what was the deal with this Jimmy Fallon story? I've been seeing it sort of peripherally.
I have to go. It's been nice.
Do you write for Fallon?
Yeah.
Oh, you write for Fallon?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no
idea. I thought you were setting me up here. I was like, where's that fucking ass coming?
He's on fire.
I thought it was bold.
I was high up in the vetting process last year, too.
I had no idea. I had no idea that you
wrote for Fallon. I thought you were fucking with me.
Was not fucking with you at all. I know that you write for everything. It's hilarious.
Literally, whatever he says will piss someone off.
We don't have to get too heavily into it. What I will say is like,
you're good.
I hear about what Fallon does, and I'm like, wait till they get a load of me. That's a hostile environment. The fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Shannon, I mean, come on now.
According to the stories I read in this article, he seems worse than you.
No way.
It seems
impossible,
that way.
Shannon. I don't believe it. What does he do?
Well, because it says it mentions that if he was in a bad mood, if he was in a bad mood that like people couldn't even like stand around and talk or anything with each other because he would freak out. You're not that bad.
No, especially fucking you, Shannon. If I'm in a bad mood and you come around me and let me smell your hair a little bit, I'm like, fine. I feel a little bit better now. Thank you, Shannon.
I don't think we should dwell on it out of respect for Zai, but everything I read in the article just sounded like really entitled millennials and Gen Z.
Yeah.
Like, this was my dream job.
So let me.
I'm sorry it was a real job and you had to deal with real fucking people.
And this one is that he don't
and
say
a
anything.
A high stress environment.
No, we're good. Anything I'll say is already.
They're
been
doing shows to air.
Good. Well,
it's
well,
a fucking.
I don't want
show business. Stay home and fucking.
I don't want to make you uncomfortable, right? But I will say this,
well, then
right?
Be a different race. <That's> disgusting.
I will say this is in any business, there's a hierarchy between the boss and employee, right? If you work at a bakery, right? Most of the employees, most of the time, it's old hat, right? They go, my boss is a dick. Oh, dude, the fucking boss is around. You got to fuck, you know, there's and I feel it personally here at Gas Digital. We have 15 or 16 producers.
Oh, shit.
A handful of them sure go like, Lewis is a fucking dick. I think that I handle things, I think off air, I'm not like a fucking hothead with you guys. I think I create an environment where you guys can come and speak to me and fucking you feel comfortable if there's something wrong.
In the comedy, there would be a cut to a montage of you just like slapping turns in the face.
Shut up, bitch. Never come to me with a problem.
If this was an Office S smash cut, it would be Lewis going, I don't want you comfortable around me.
I said no pizza Lunchables. Just throws it.
But
it's so weird.
You know, I think that there's just, this is an industry where it is fucking a lot of pressure from the top down. You know what I'm saying? And everyone feels that fucking pressure. And when I hear that Jimmy Fallon, who for all intents and purposes on camera seems like a fucking sweetheart of a guy, right? The only thing I take away from it is that this motherfucker is passionate. And he gives a fuck. He's not like, if you want to create, this is the same thing that happened with Ellen. People are like, dude, Ellen's a monster. It's like, no.
Yeah.
She's a fucking perfectionist.
Well, if you look at everybody thought Ellen was like they thought that she was coming in and just like fucking like sticking up her fingers and going, smell these, baby. You know, like she was fucking killing it. You know, she was not like going near, wasn't nearly as bad as they made it out to be. She was a bitch, you know.
And however mean people think somebody like that is, I'm sure they got it twice as worse from whoever fucking they have to answer to.
There's I think we've all, like, even on stand-up, like, I've gotten chewed out by headliners that later on are like, hey, that was just for your help. Like, I'm just trying to help. Like,
yeah.
It's never been...
Which headliner chewed you?
It was Lewis. It's at 2 in the morning, he's just punching me. I think that's probably somewhere between the truth is always somewhere in between. Where I'm sure that there's like shitty people that aren't him in the show that did something, but it's like your name that's represented. You know what I mean? Like,
here's the thing. I'm sure that there's also validity to people being like, oh, that guy was a dick that day. I just go, people can be welcome to life, bitch.
People are dicks sometimes.
And especially people that are very successful, that have a lot of pressure on them as well, that are working long hours. It's like, yeah, dude, I don't know. Like, I don't always have to fucking approach everything with a smile and a fucking hand. And if there's something wrong, I can show you that I'm upset about it. I don't have to fucking tiptoe around you because you're some fucking 25-year-old fucking pussy who can't handle
harsh words. I deal with this. I'm banned from the fucking Omni Hotel brand right now because the pussy.
Same thing.
The pussy fucking. Are you banned from Omni?
By
what?
Are you banned from Omni?
No, I'm saying it's the same thing as Jimmy Fallon.
No, it is the same thing, dude. Because this pussy couldn't handle big boy words. Yeah. And so I'm like, hey, dude, you can handle it. And I told him that. I was like, dude, you can fucking handle these words. I know you can. I know you have it in you, dude. You're a man. I'm a man. Right? Cool. Goodbye. Slam the door in his face. 5 minutes later, knock, knock, knock. Cops at my door. Fuck off, dude.
I mean, it's all about brand, right? So it's like if there's an article that comes out that says Lewis is an asshole, everyone's like, oh, yeah, well, he's never pretended not to be an asshole.
That helps.
If your whole thing is like, you know, like that's why Martha Stewart used to get in all this trouble, you know, where it's like if your whole thing is like, oh, we're going to do some, you know, Nutella crepes today or something, and then you're like, get this fucking cunt out of here, you know?
Well, you're right. I think that's a big part of it as well. You have to, you know, you have to sell yourself sort of a certain way, and you get certain people that are, we watch it happen with the guys who got, this happened with Louis C.K. when he got canceled, right?
Yeah.
He's also banned from Omni's, but
different reasons.
Louis started being this like left wing, Trump is Hitler, like fucking, right. And he started really pandering to the left, right? When he was a creep like the rest of us, and he was honestly a mild creep. Let's get fucking real, dude. Louis, that's out of all the creeps I know.
Ramirez, that's for sure.
It's the low end of the spectrum of creepy shit, dude. Asking chicks to jerk off.
You still don't want to see his palm, though.
By the way, Richard Ramirez, one of my least favorite stand-ups.
Well, check out his early stuff. It's not bad.
By the way, I just want to say real quick that the last time I saw you was at an Omni.
Really?
I was coming downstairs to grab my car at the Rose.
Wow.
And you were in a robe smoking a blunt. And that's why I was laughing.
It was an Omni.
Yeah.
Where?
Wasn't that the one that's the Omni right across from the Comedy Store?
No. It's not an Omni. No. That's
Okay.
No, Omni is like a mid-level brand. Okay, that was a nice hotel. That was the Mondrian.
I couldn't find my car keys, and I was like, looking at Junior, what's wrong?
I will always be me, dog.
So relaxed. I was like, this is unbelievable.
I'll put on a nice fucking robe, and then I just roll a blunt in a street corner, and like, you're never going to change me. This is that. That's a fact.
Yeah.
But I think that there's something about...
People cast people in their head as who they are. So like, the same if you use a Jimmy Fallon as an example, or like an Ellen, like, oh, that's the nice person from my TV.
Right.
It's the same as when Pee Wee Herman gets caught jerking off. You're like, I thought he was a little boy man who loves children, like who plays with children.
Actually, his character is creepier than jerking off.
Yeah, for sure.
In a movie theater, like a guy who talks also, to.
But I mean, somebody with a kid show a can't.
It was a weird thing they did
somebody
in the 80s and the 90s.
Somebody with a kid show can't have an adult life.
They did this in the 80s and 90s. For
like
some
Steve
reason,
from Blue's Clues cannot get caught jerking off to porn.
All of the
did
kids.
Did he do anything?
No.
All of the kids, all the stars of like kids shows from the 80s and 90s are like old creepy dudes.
Oh, dude, yeah. Jimmy Savile? Did you see that documentary? Dude, that guy is.
That's like one of the
Freddy
most.
Freddy fucking Krueger.
That's one of the most fucked up documentaries I have ever seen.
Which guy is this?
This guy was like
the British Dick Clark. And
I've heard of this guy.
He was
just
like fucking underage girls sexually assaulted.
This is like
for
over like 40 years.
Yeah, you know? And like would make jokes of it, but be like, oh, my hearing's on Monday. But he was like with the
Queen. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Real last third of the week, Jimmy Savile. What are you gonna do? Keeps it real.
His best friend was Gary Glitter. Gary Glitter, out of all the celebrity pervs, I think he's just a like bona fide sex offender. He was going to Thai village or Vietnamese villages, I forget, and saying he was a doctor to inspect the kids, and then leaving for the next village. And that's the guy who went the da 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 da. Same guy who wrote that song.
Oh yeah, that's why he wrote it.
I mean, if you look at a picture of him, you're like, yeah.
They still played it like.
Dude, is that a Louis joke where he was like, "How good must like kid pussy be?"
Yeah, for you to risk that.
For you to risk it. Yeah. It's like it must be so good that that's the music you hear when you get kid pussy.
Hey.
Many years ago, when I used to play music, there was.
What did you used to play?
Used to play keyboards in a goth band.
Oh, of course, I knew you were a keyboard guy.
There was a band of like 12-year-old girls whose dads must have all been musicians and put them together.
Uh-huh.
And they were because they used to play Galapagos. They were a Gary Glitter cover band.
Oh, what else are you covering
called
by
Sarah Sparkles? and it was all underage girls playing Gary Glitter songs.
Oh my god!
That's, I mean, there's an audience for that.
That's crazy.
It's like a sketch.
There's an audience for it.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. If you guys want to get super duper high legally and have it shipped right to your door, well, you got to get your Delta 8 delivered to you from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped and it gets you really high. YoDelta has an excellent mix of vapes and gummies for all your getting stoned needs. But hey, friends, let me tell you from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff, it works and should be taken responsibly.
So right now, go to YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, that's YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, let's get back into it. Yeah, I mean, if you see anybody going to, any man, adult man, going to Thailand by himself.
That should be a flag.
That is as, like, much of a red flag as you can have.
Yeah.
That's that. An adult man going, it's like, I'm going to go backpacking around Thailand
alone. Yeah.
By myself.
Alone.
Especially if, like, I don't drink. If they're like, I don't drink.
Yeah. Well, we watched.
Then we know.
There was, like, a thing that we saw. Was it on this show? I think it was, where it's just like, I thought it was almost like a gag. Like, they were like, oh, yeah, you go fucking find.
Oh, no, they gag.
You go find, like, lady boys or you find underage girls in Thailand, right?
It's a thing.
No, it's a real thing. Like, they advertise it in storefronts. It's not even like.
Wait, like Thailand advertises it?
Yeah.
Like, people there are like.
They've gotten a little better, but they.
I saw some red light district video type shit where it's just like a fucking sign, a printed sign in the window that says young girls. Like, just some crazy shit.
No, that's their last name, Young.
The closest we get to that is like. We get to here where sometimes they'll have like teen porn that you're like, dude, this girl's got no tits. She has braces. They're like, who's watching this? Do you know what I mean?
What were you saying?
When you type B on Pornhub, braces doesn't fill in.
Also, if you have braces right now during Invisalign, I'm like, you're just poor.
Yeah, what is happening? Well, no, I think of those porn girls wear them because there's a couple porn chicks who've had braces for 6-7 years, and you're like, bitch, they got tattoos now and shit. You're like, what are you doing?
There could be a couple reasons.
If you're wearing braces, you pick one, tattoos or braces. You don't get to have both.
I think there's another one, which is cocaine.
Are you saying it's like a prosthetic that you put on to put?
I think that, I don't know, but I'm assuming you can just put braces on straight teeth and not have them cranked. I never wore braces, but my assumption is if you put them on, an accessory,
gotcha,
right?
Gotcha.
And why, if you're a young looking, flat chested fucking teen porn bitch,
that's how you want to make your money.
You'll look that way until you're 35. You know, you really will, dude. Certain girls that,
you
like,
can bang out a few more years of doing scenes on Come On My Braces.
Yeah, you have to Come On My Braces. Is that a real website?
Yes.
I was going to try to pretend like it's not. It will be by the end of this episode.
Oh, no, it is.
With like porn chicks now, it's like I used to follow them. I used to have like my porn chicks that I liked specifically that I would be like, I was a fucking creep. Now I'm more into like porn dudes where like I put myself in their place.
Oh, yeah.
So there's like a guy who does ATK girlfriends.
Okay.
And this guy's got a fucking solid.
Oh, he's going to attack his girlfriend.
Oh, I'm going to come. I can't even start the video. No. His
Lewis thing... does the Lewis impression now. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I do. So, no, this guy.
He's Serpico. He's just way too deep.
This guy's channel is, he does like single camera, like it's a cell phone. But he books like known porn chicks. And it's like any porn chick you could fucking name, he's done it with. And the whole thing is he takes them on like a vacation or it's just like in a hotel room in Hawaii or he'll be like in fucking, Europe or somewhere, right?
Yeah.
It's just this chick and he's just like, but he's almost like treating her like he's they're his girlfriend. That guy, his channel fucking rules.
Where's the channel?
He makes them not wear makeup.
Oh, so he's like doing the whole girlfriend experience the whole weekend.
Kind of. That's like the thing. Whatever it is, like it just
feels.
And then
he just like breaks their hearts by the end of the week.
No, it's just a porn channel. It's just like any other porn channel, but his thing is that he like treats this bitch right.
So how long is this video?
It's a 48-hour long video.
Who would watch this entire buildup?
No. It's just usually a 20-minute video, like any of them.
There's 30 minutes.
I watched a porn this morning where it was like, remember like a decade ago, they were like, oh, we're going to give you a 55-minute long scene. It's like yeah. No, nobody needs that much. Nobody needs the interview beforehand. Nobody needs like all of like, it was so much in this fucking scene, a full massage, like a 20-minute massage.
Yeah.
Calm down. 15-20 minutes, in and out, bang.
Yeah.
That's that.
This is definitely the first thing I did this morning, but I love that you already got other activities out.
What? Like, oh, today?
Like, yeah.
I jerked off. I went on a 3.5-mile
it's
run.
Like unbelievable.
Hey, look at that.
Mm-hmm. What else did I do?
I just,
you're half an hour late
things.
For our first show.
What'd you say?
I just did one of those things.
I did jerk one out pretty decently today.
I saw, I was watching porn, but I saw they have this like, it's just the category is called Today's Selection.
Oh, like a catch of the day.
Yeah, it was like a soup of the day, and I was like, don't fucking...
Some puss de jour.
Today's selection.
It was so... I just stopped doing it.
I you know why I don't like doing that? Because
today we have a wonderful 19-year-old with a dead father.
Oh, and this one also dead father.
But braces.
Braces.
So my problem with that is like if you go to like most popular or like a selection of the day, that type of thing, you'll see it. When I'm beating my dick, I don't like to know that there's like 100,000 dudes at the exact same time beating to the exact same video.
Oh,
it just seems some sort of weird, gay alien communication that I'm having with all the other dudes in the world.
Yeah. I want to your eyes and you and a million Indian dudes are all connected.
Yeah, dude. I don't like that.
I do want to like
open tits, please.
It's just me going, is that Lewis?
Yeah.
Are you a dry jerker?
What do you mean dry jerker?
Now he cries the whole time.
Do I
cry? I don't cry when I jerk.
You seem like you would be a person who uses no lube, just dry.
No lube, yeah.
Just look at your hand, you're like, here we are,
meat and potatoes. I'm real boring, man. I like the 90s girls a lot. I'll still like watch, because like when I was a kid, I would like love all these 90s porn stars, and now I can actually go watch all their fucking scenes.
Right.
It's
so you'll go back and watch like throwback shit. Sometimes I'll
like
watch
Taylor
shit from the 70s.
Or Brianna Banks or like, something like that, you know? Just, those are my girls, man.
Yeah.
You know? The big hair.
I'm the same. Well, whatever I was like college, like high school, college age to me. So I'll still be like Gianna Michaels. The ones that were like...
Dude, like a 90s Michaels. Threesome is still like, to me, you can't get any better than that. That's like every man's dream.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so all this other shit where it's like... I mean, I'll watch some like the kink.com stuff every once in a while.
But we lived through Jenna Jameson, and there's no coming back from that.
But what?
Jenna Jameson was
they just
the
got better.
Coolest.
No. Here's the thing. It's just like comedy, though. They did just get better. Like the reality is, comedy just got better. If you watch the average comedian from 1993, like they were doing a lot of horse shit. It's just the evolution. And it was hacky, but it wasn't hacky at the time because it was before hack was the thing, right?
Right.
But it's like the same thing with these porn chicks. Like if you really look at what the gals are doing these days, they're blowing those other girls out of the water. Back in the day, it's like these girls had a fucking, they had to shoot a scene. Maybe they got dressed up in a costume, whatever. These girls now, dude, they understand exactly what we want. We want one camera angle, just fucking in and out, 12 minutes.
Well, they go for it. They definitely go for it more than
I want the full girlfriend experience. Man. 8-hour video.
And so if it gets like too fucking nasty, then I'm like, well, this isn't real either. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Either way.
Dry jerker?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy to me. If I dry jerk my dick feels like I've like got rug burn on it.
Do you jerk off more on the road because it's a nice bed? Oh no, this is America.
The last time I jerked
off. If you're single, it's a whole different thing.
Well, no, I got a girl who lives with me.
Yeah.
But if I my last jerk in the in my bed in almost every hotel that I'm in.
Yeah.
Because usually what I do is I put a towel on my tummy and then
that's the way to go.
I come onto the towel, fold it over, right?
Yeah. Holy shit.
That's what I do. Come right on the
towel.
That's
insane.
That's all my cleanup.
No, right? Not like it's not bad. I just never heard of like a routine.
Yeah.
That's.
I fold it over my dick. And then I really do. And then I clean my dick with it, right? And then I pull it off and fold it over again and then I fucking chuck it.
Yeah.
What I do is my last hotel jerk. Yeah. As I'm jerking off, I say, fuck the tail. And when I come, I turn to the side, and I just shoot my ropes onto the bed.
Oh, that poor fucking lady.
I do. I shoot my ropes right onto the bed. I shit you not.
Yeah,
that's why he gets two single beds, and he tries to get it to the other.
Well, no, if you check into a room and you have two single beds, for me, one is for sleeping, and the other is for two things. Jerking, and when I get out of the shower, I don't bother drying off. I just get naked on the other bed and roll around.
Yeah. It's like when a whale goes through surgery, I bet.
I just roll around naked on the other bed till I'm dry. Oh, I literally get out of the shower, dry my hair, and then completely wet.
I would love to see that.
Roll around
you fucking
happily.
Child. That's so funny.
I would love to see a video of that. So sometimes I do want to just like watch, like, and I'm probably a little gay, but I do want to watch like naked dudes just do stuff just because I think it's hilarious. You know what I mean? Like, I just
Paco walked in on me shitting last weekend.
Who did?
Our friend Paco that comes on the road with us.
Yeah.
The hotel room we had. So you would walk in the door and then there was like two
was
like
one of those open doors. I hate
it. It was like
shit.
No, but it was almost like saloon doors to the bathroom.
Oh.
And he wasn't there, so I was just taking a shit with the door open, but I was naked. And he just walked his first literally hand on the door, I walked in, I just went, "Hey man," and I'm just completely naked on the balls.
Jeez. And then that's how he was.
Did he go, "Oh God"?
No, he left.
Yeah.
It was nothing new for me.
Was he staying in your room? Like you guys?
Yeah, we had two beds, yeah. But he had been gone for like hours, and I'm like, I could take a shit, and I just didn't plan it well.
That's hilarious.
Shannon, let's see. There's a video of this. This is one of my fears because I try to get my girlfriend to fuck me on a flight every time we fly.
Every together. Time?
I'm like, babe, come on, let's go do it. She's
have
like,
you,
no.
Have you done it before?
I've done it before once.
Wow, that's my dream.
Yeah.
You fucked?
I fucked
like
on a
in
flight.
The
on
row?
A flight.
Me and my,
the
me and my son.
No, in the bathroom, right?
Me and my son's mother.
In the bathroom.
All right, cool.
Mile High Club. And it was just to do it. It was just like, for a second, put it in, that's that, right?
Yeah, you don't go over a minute, right?
No, you're just fucking, you're just like, oh, we did it, and let's fucking stop.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I'm going like if it's really easy, I could be like, hey, I don't feel good. Like, she's, if like they came and knocked on the door, I'd be like, oh yeah, she's helping me. I don't feel well. I'm sick.
Oh.
Right?
Wow, that's a good lie.
And that's that.
Yeah.
And they have to pretend that that's true.
But what? How else? They don't know. How else would they know, right?
No.
Can we not teach him ways to not be suspicious on an airplane?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you cannot get away with that.
I bring a Quran.
He's like, oh, I'm sick. That's why I need to bring this box cutter into the cockpit.
I like to think I'm slightly progressive, but if I saw you go to a bathroom, I just heard like fumbling around, I didn't know you, I'd be like, all right, what's...
I bring a Quran so no one sits in the middle seat. I just pull it out at the beginning. And
Shan, what is this? So these guys, there's a video. They're caught joining the Mile High Club on an EasyJet flight. Yeah,
and of course, a Quran is a Muslim woman who yells at black teenagers.
What is this, Shannon? Go ahead. Oh, everyone. Oh! From the UK to Ibiza.
Yo.
Passengers laughed and hollered while they filmed the shocking incident.
Seems like a fun time.
That seems awesome.
But they're all drinking. This is like...
Even the flight attendants.
This is a fun-ass flight.
Dude, the flight attendants are into this.
I wonder if they got in trouble.
Oh,
the flight attendants had to, yeah.
The flight attendants did. Well, they, I mean, either, yeah, those guys are in trouble or flight attendants did.
So, talking to your mic, Dan, you have to
talk. I'm sorry, buddy.
So it says that they did alert the authorities and cops did meet them when the plane landed, but then there's not additional information after that.
Wild. I love that they opened it up and then he's like, shut the fucking door. Like, they didn't stop. They're just like, shut up. Like, let's finish.
I mean, you look, at that point, you're caught.
Yeah, that's unbelievable what I just saw.
That's wild.
Crazy.
Good for them.
And the whole plane's hollering?
That's great. Because you know what? Who cares?
At that point.
Yeah, here's the thing. What? You're not, it's literally a victimless crime. Yeah. You're not hurting anybody. You know, come on, dude.
If there were no kids that could see what just happened, I think it's fun.
It's, you know.
There should be no kids on a flight to Ibiza.
I agree.
You should not be allowed to.
There probably weren't that many kids on that flight.
If you're going to Ibiza and there's a kid.
I don't even know what Ibiza is other than my body type.
It's pronounced Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's Spain, right? It's a beach town party town.
It's like the place all the celebrities go and fuck on yachts.
But it's all like fucking hacky touristy shit. Like the real celebrities go to like the fucking on their own yacht in the south of France. They're not partying with fucking losers who think Ibiza's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like a big party place.
They actually go to Jamaica. So.
Have you ever, nobody here has ever fucked on a plane?
No.
I've never fucked on a plane, no.
I don't even think I've had anyone I'm into on a plane.
I have flight anxiety, so that would be horrible for me.
Really?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Fuck. I would love to.
I mean, I could see a hand job or something. She got
a hand? That means
if you're in all the way in the back, you put a blanket over. I mean, that's
or if you hit a lot of turbulence, just like, babe, hold on to this. All right.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Well,
the mask comes down. You start choking yourself with it.
What if that was the only way I can come? Is like when the flight's going down.
I wouldn't pay for my wife's $700 meal. I embarrass her. They called me broke. What is this, Shannon?
What?
So this chick had like four of her friends go out to eat with her husband. They're 24 years old. They're a newlywed couple. And when the bill came, it was an expensive steakhouse. She chose the place. When the bill came, she took the bill and was like, don't worry, ladies. Like, my husband's going to pay for it. And then he said, I'm only going to pay for you and me. And then she laughed. Her friends laughed. And he put down two $100 bills and then got up and left.
Whoa.
Good for him.
Good
for him.
He's a hero to me.
I already gave away the real ass dude of the week. Damn.
That's what should happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not beating Gary Glitter, but pretty good.
I mean, it's just, you know, look, here's the thing. That's a conversation you have separately. Like,
that's a conversation you have before.
Before. So if you didn't do that and then she put you on the spot.
But you're trying to make content for Barstool Sports, then that's what
you do. If you're trying to have a hot wife, you gotta, what do you want me to say, dude? Welcome to life. You gotta take her friends out once in a while. It's not every day.
But then you talk about it.
It's not crazy.
Before, right?
You have a conversation. You know, if I were to go out with my girlfriend's friends, I would almost always just pay the bill. Yeah. I don't often do that. We don't often go, but we have. We've gone out a couple times with a couple of her friends or one or two of her friends. And it is.
Have you ever had someone take liberties? Or they know that they know your card's coming.
No, they don't. They don't care. But they, I will pay for it every time.
Yeah,
and that's just what do you? That's, I know that, what, but listen, yeah, this is what a fucking woman wants in a man. Yeah. And it's not about money. It's about being the man, right? So just in that moment, be the fucking man. Just like you want your girl to shave her legs and to wax her pussy and to look really good and wear a nice fucking tight dress and to make you feel like the man and be sexy. There's nothing sexy to your woman than when you pull out your credit card and you go, babe, I got it. Boom. And then all of her friends go, he's the fucking man. It's why you send your girl flowers at work as opposed to at home.
Okay.
Because you want all of the girls to go like, oh man, I wish that was my, like, I'm visiting my girl in Vegas tonight, right? I'm surprising her. I'm going out to get some stuff done from Skankfest, but I'm surprised. She doesn't know that I'm coming.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just
show up. She was in Vegas?
No, she's touring right now. She's a dancer.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to show up at her hotel room and fucking surprise her, right?
Oh. Is she hip hop or something? Or?
She stands for a Latin recording artist, like a massive, like stadium shows, like huge.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to just show, but I fucking hit up her friend and was like, hey, I'm going to do this. Can you help me like set this up with her? And now I know her friend's going to all the other dancer friends in the group. Like, oh my God, her boyfriend's just showing up and flying across the country to surprise her. Yeah. And they're all going to go like, oh my God, that's great. And she's going to go, oh, my fucking guy's the man.
He's
the fucking man. He made me feel like I'm special. He made me look like the fuck, like I'm the fucking queen.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And that is part of, and I'm not saying that you have to spend that much money on your chick. I'm just saying, doggy, if you want a fucking hot chick and you like, that's the little bit of a pay, the payment for it is when she brings her friends out, you pull out your credit card. You don't say, or if you're going to be cheap, go fuck, pay for it. Be annoyed about it. And then at home, be like, babe, look, I'm not rich like that. You can't put me on the spot.
So for me, that was the deal breaker, is that she goes, don't worry, my husband will pay for it. I'm like, let it come and then let him be the first guy to go, I got this. But the minute you do that, then you're like, now it's on.
He's
like,
kind of stealing his valor.
Yeah, like they give him a fucking second.
She's being generous with his money.
Yeah, it's like, it's the Seinfeld big salad thing. Let him take credit for it for a second before you even pop in on
I agree. However, I feel like he sort of handled it wrong.
I want to see how pretty this lady is before.
She better be a smoke show.
She's got to be hot, dude.
She'll be a smoke show. But honestly, $700 for four adults eating and drinking.
That bad,
it's really not. Like, when you consider, if you go to any, you don't got to go to a nice restaurant.
No, you get an appetizer.
Any steak. Yes, you get a couple appetizers. Everyone gets a steak and a couple drinks each. That's a $700 bill.
Yeah,
that's not a crazy bill for like a steakhouse.
No, that's not bad. That's actually not that bad.
Six people. Yeah, it was for four friends. Yeah.
Doggy, shut up.
That's not bad. That's crazy. That's Applebee's, bro.
He's being a cheap fucking bitch, doggy. I'm telling you right now.
That's Applebee's.
And it's fine, but like you deserve a fucking fat chick with that attitude. That's what he deserves. What do you want me to say?
And that'll cost $700 just to tell you.
Yeah, dude.
It's still $700.
You spend the money how you want. It's all the same.
Welcome to the universe. You got to give and take. That's the fucking balance of life, you know? Shannon, what do you think here? You're out with a guy. And then he fucking puts $200 down. What do you do?
So I agree with what Zayed said, that the way that she did this was shitty, where she's kind of making him look like a bitch. Like, oh, here, like, take care of this for me and my friends, instead of just, like, letting him do it. Like, oh, I got you guys. Don't even worry about it. So yeah, I feel like it was shitty what she did.
Was this on Reddit? Like, he posted it?
Yeah, this is like a am I the asshole type of thing. He does say afterwards, though, that what he regretted was because he only left $200, it didn't even cover the cost of him and his wife.
Yeah.
And so he feels bad that he like didn't even leave enough for that. But
was that an edit after everyone pointed that out?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he feels bad because everyone pointed out that you cheap fuck didn't even leave enough for your bill. This guy's a cheap bitch, dude. He does not deserve a hot chick. Doggy, I'll tell you, look, I'm not even hating. Like, me and my chick, we went to Greece.
He's no Gary Glitter.
Me and my chick went to Greece, and we met up. We had two of our friends that we met up with while we were in Greece, and we got dinner and drinks. And, of course, I just fucking paid the bill because, you know, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You know, but there should be me and that guy should be having a battle. He should be going, no, I got it. Yeah, exactly. And I'll always win that battle. I'm always, dude, fucking relax, I got it. But her friends were like, it was very strange to see.
Yeah.
And this is how most people are. But they were traveling around Europe on a budget, right?
Yeah.
And I was going like...
It's normal.
Like, but like every like meal, they were like, oh, we only have this much for a meal. And I'm going like, God damn it, dude. Like, how is your girl getting wet for you on this trip?
Like, yeah, how is it like... in your 20s, it's fine.
But yeah, like, but you go with your friends and you do that. You know what I'm saying? But you're on a trip with like your significant other.
I kind of automatically assume they were in their 20s. Yeah, that's a great point.
No, they were like, I'd say early 30s to mid 30s. And
I don't like going on vacation like that. I'm like, once you go, then it's like, just
let go.
Just let go.
Just
like,
let go.
Why go?
Face reality when you get back.
That's it. Because why go there and then...
Bench stress and having anxiety, then it's money, like, it's anxiety. Not fun.
Well, you just like, when I go on vacation, like, I want to like...
Yeah, I want to ball out a little
bit. I want to fucking eat whatever I want to eat. I don't want to go like, if I can imagine saying to my girl, I was like, babe.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have anything except for this stuff on the menu. That's crazy. Like, I couldn't, like, how? Like, that is just, it's the equivalent, like, as a man, you're supposed to be a fucking man, right? So it's your job to control that situation. Don't go to fucking Ibiza or Ia in Greece if you can't afford fucking $50 drinks, because that's what you're going to pay. That's just the fucking reality, right?
$50 drinks in Greece?
Doggy. In fucking Ia at 46.
Oh, my 40, God.
It was crazy. It was like real, like, and I'm like, the whole time, I'm like,
so like every bill.
I'm not showing my girl. I'm not showing
is
my girl.
Every bill a couple grand. A couple grand.
Yeah.
No, I mean every like the nicer restaurants, every meal was like a grand. Like, yeah, with drinks and like.
But
food
they let
appetizers.
You break the plates afterwards.
Yeah, dude, you get to punch a Greek woman. It's pretty cool. It's kind of worth it, to be honest with you.
Opa.
No, but it wasn't every place. But there was a few like very nice, like really nice restaurants that we went to that was over a grand for just the two of us.
Yesterday, I went to a steakhouse. I got two seafood towers and I just knocked them both over.
Just for the hell.
Just a fun 9/11 joke.
I liked it. Right. Yeah.
It was good. I was just so into the idea that Louis is spending this much money. I gotta step my game up.
No. I typically don't like you know like
but
I'm
you're
not,
going out. You're on vacation, so you're
I'm
like
on fucking vacation, dude. I'm gonna do it, and that's if I'm expecting my chick to fucking like her job as a woman is to, you know, I don't want to sound sexist here, but we have roles, like the gender roles exist, right? And I don't want to blend those away. Her job as a woman is to fucking show up, be super hot, fucking make me feel like the fucking man, make me look cool in front of my friends. You know, obviously, this is... Obviously we have to have great conversations. Yeah. We have to be compatible. We have to like things. That goes without being said. I'm just saying, when we go fucking out, like, it's her job to fucking make me look like the man, and it's my job to make her feel like the fucking... like a princess or like a queen. And you do that in different ways. I can pay for a nice meal, take her to a nice place, buy her some nice drinks. You know what I'm saying? Maybe walk past a fucking shop and she's like, oh, let's do a little shopping. Like, babe, get whatever you want today. Yeah. She's not a fucking asshole. She's not going to go spend thousands of dollars shopping. She's not going to buy a $3,000 bag. Right. But she'll buy a fucking $60 necklace in Greece and she's like, oh, my man. Like, there's just something about...
No, it feels... I mean, that's one of the things I actually miss about dating.
What, Shannon?
Dan, can you please get closer to you?
I'm sorry, man.
You couldn't get further away from
me. I'm sorry. And I'm
we look back, he's like next to Shannon. Just <'cause
laughs> just no, I do. No, keep going, Louis.
No, go. What were you going to say?
No, I was just saying that is like, that is a turn on to pay for somebody.
Yeah, it turns me on.
For sure. Like, it makes you feel like you're like
an alpha,
like
I'm the fucking man.
Well, that's what I was going to say about the gender roles thing. I would say that not to be like towing the line, but I think that the gender roles thing is true and untrue, because if you're someone,
I'm sorry,
the gender roles thing, both true and untrue, meaning like if you're a traditional classic person and that works for you guys, that's awesome. And if you're someone newer who like, that's not your thing, you're more fluid, you're like doing it. I'm like, if that works for you, then that's great too. But it's got to be like matching compatibility.
I'm just saying no actual hot woman who has any sort of value for herself wants to hear her man going, oh, I'm not, let's split this meal.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, and if that is a woman that does that.
Note to self, wife, don't listen to podcasts. I feel like I've been treating my wife less hot than she is.
Yeah, your wife's really hot, dude. You need to figure this out, DSG. I'll be honest with you, dude.
I mean, look, things are rapping. I got some money coming in, man, but I'm not, you know, I don't have a podcast network right now.
Who has bought a $50 like, drink? What are you?
But
it's not even about. It's not even about.
I just drink a throw in my face.
It's not even about the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, also, as I'm getting older now, like
I feel you.
It's like it's almost like this was like a lesson that I learned taking my son to Costa Rica. Right, like the hotel that he chose the hotel. We were choosing between two hotels.
Okay.
One hotel was like $500 a night. Mm-hmm. The other hotel was like $180 a night. Right.
Yeah.
And I was leaning toward the $500 a night hotel, just because typically with my experience, that's about the price point where it starts to be pretty nice.
Yeah.
Just my experience. I travel a decent amount. Sure. That's around the price point where you go, like, that's a nice hotel, right? And I was like, in my experience, less than that, you're sort of taking a risk. And this is what happened in Puerto Rico. I went to Puerto Rico. We stayed at the Hilton in San Juan. And it was just kind of run down and just not very well maintained. Yeah. And, you know.
A little Puerto Rican.
Yeah, a little Puerto Rican. It was like the Puerto Rican. It was very much Puerto Rican.
That's actually what he calls his son. A little Puerto Rican.
But my son was like, we were reading the reviews in this other hotel, which was $180 a night. It had these great reviews. They were like, oh, monkeys come right up to the room and you could feed them fruit. And like, it was a really cool experience. So we ended up, nothing, Zach. Easy. Nope.
No.
Can I get another coffee, please? Thank you. And he was like, I really want to stay at that one. And I was like, all right, fine. And I was sort of bracing myself for like kind of a shitty restaurant or rundown grounds, because it wasn't super expensive. And then I got there, and it was fucking incredible.
Best monkey hotel ever.
It was by far, dude. It was such a cool hotel, and it was really, really nice. And then I had to like, I'm almost going like, this is like, I just grew up so poor and this like a new money thing.
Yeah.
I sort of look at the price and I go from there. And that's not necessarily the way that people have money, especially in my bracket. Like, I'm not Tim Dillon or Andrew Schultz rich, where I have real money. Like, those guys have millions of dollars. I make as much as like a fucking low level doctor. Like, I'm just not doing that.
That's
good.
Great.
It's good for telling dick jokes. It's fucking incredible.
It's incredible for telling dick jokes.
For like, if you would have told me when I was 16 that this would be my life, I would have fucking broken down crying. Like, I'm living the fucking dream. It never feels like it's enough because you're in it and you fucking have bills and things all add up, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But I now I'm just have a little bit of a different attitude. Thank you, darling. And like, I remember I was at the Hilton in Texas, and I was in the steam room, and 50 Cent was in the steam room with me.
Yeah, here's a great guy.
He actually really was super cool. We spoke for a little while.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I was going like, this guy must have like his entire crew with him, like 30 people. He must have bought a floor here because why would he be at the same hotel that I'm at? It's fucking 50 Cent. And then somebody was telling me the other day that he did an interview, and he talks about he just doesn't spend money like that anymore. He doesn't like waste money. It was a very young thing where you first have the opportunity to buy nice things, and it feels so good. Whatever endorphins are released when you have those nice things.
Especially if you didn't have them before.
If you didn't have them before, it feels so good, dude.
I grew up poor in Queens.
Yeah.
I've gone through the ups and downs of it with my family, and only in the last 2 years has comedy even become like relatively like a career.
Comedy was pretty good for a couple of years. It's starting to come back now.
Yeah.
But my family's different, where it was like, when I was young, no money, and then my dad started writing. He was a fucking writer for The Cosby Show. He made
money.
And he was a piece of playwright and stuff, and then he'd have money, and then he didn't understand how money works, so he'd spend too much, and then all of a sudden, it would be completely dad.
Welcome to my life.
It was new money. It was a new money dad. Yeah. So it was like, because
new money dad.
Thursdays on ABC.
That's a great TV show,
dude. Exactly what
new money dad, dude.
You know, so it was up and down.
Lewis wrote for Cosby's personal life.
You know, like, there was
I inspired Cosby.
One year where we had, like, I think he had, like, two houses and an apartment, and then the next year he had one house, because he was like, oh, I can't afford any of this.
Yeah,
I think that's
And that's where I'm getting to the place now where I'm going, like, I was like, I don't need to just buy the most expensive hotel to prove something mm-hmm. to myself or my girlfriend or my family or whatever else it is.
Right, right.
The experience, the best experiences that I've even had when I take vacations, I go on 4 vacations a year. People think that's crazy. Yeah.
It's not crazy.
It's not crazy. I like to experience.
Once every quarter? That's not crazy.
Once every quarter. I go somewhere with my girlfriend. Somewhere romantic, just me and her.
Yeah.
We do a family vacation where we take the entire family, like 8 to 10 of us. We rent a villa or somewhere like really, really nice in the winter.
It's nice.
I do a,
what do you got this year?
A group trip with Gas Digital. We do all the producers where we go somewhere. We did Jamaica the past 2 years in a row. Cool. And then I do, what's my fourth vacation? Oh, the father-son trip. Yeah, yeah. We do just me and my son somewhere in the world.
Awesome.
And that's what I do. And that's a and I think that's, you know, for me, it's an investment into my own psychological well-being. I come back and I reset. I want to get back to work. By day 3 or 4 on vacation, I'm itching to get back. Whereas, like, by month 2, month 3, I'm itching to get the fuck out of town and take a little bit of a break.
But you're also on the road all the time. So, like, if you're taking, I feel like with comedy and podcast, all this shit, it's like, if you're taking a fucking weekend every 3 months to just reset, this is a more intensive social versus most people's 9-to-5 jobs.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, so I'd actually, I get it.
Yeah, and that's where I live. So where am I going this year? We're looking right now for the family vacation. We don't know. We're actually looking for, I honestly don't know any of the vacations yet. Yeah. We're supposed to do December 27th through January 2nd.
You guys do the ski thing ever?
I think Gas Digital, I'm trying to convince them to do a ski thing, but all of the crew is giving us pushback. Jorge, you don't want to do skiing?
Nah, I have no desire to do winter stuff.
Did you
stuff.
Come to Jamaica?
Nah.
Oh.
I was one of the 3 people that stayed behind.
Question, would you come if we went to another tropical one this winter? Would you come this year?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, you'd come this year. Okay, so last year it wasn't. All right, so maybe. Shannon, you're saying no?
I liked your idea to do Costa Rica instead this year.
Really?
I don't like the cold.
Is that my idea?
It feels like, yes, you did. After you came back from Costa Rica, you
feels
said...
like your producers are very anti-ski trip, I got to be honest.
Who's anti-ski? This is
there's not a single producer that wants to go on this ski trip.
This is crazy to me.
Not only did... They had that opinion locked and loaded. Like, I walked over and he deaded me in the eye and was like, no, I do not want to go on this ski trip.
He was like, I will not be there.
And Shannon seconded him.
No, is there anybody that wants to do a ski trip?
I think Alex was down. I think there are some people down.
I think it'd be just a fun...
I'll come with you.
Skiing,
fuck it.
Yeah. Skiing is so fun.
Yeah, well, your staff loves ski trips just in tropical places.
There's that Pan Am hotel that just opened in New York. It would be kind of fun to do like a vacation of 2 nights and like just an hour away. Just like
I love the mini, just because it's like
you know, like high school prom vacation. Yeah.
Guys, you want to do a staycation instead of going to Costa Rica or Jamaica this year?
You go.
It's okay. Me and Ralph are firing half the staff.
Me and
Ralph have a meeting after this. We're firing half the staff, the vacation this year is going to be so much better because we don't have to pay for that many people. It's pretty incredible.
I gave a worse after the skiing. I'm like, what if you guys go to White Plains?
Lewis,
I did that. I did the Poconos with my trick, and it was awesome.
I love it. Yeah.
The super cheesy, like the duplex room with the champagne.
We'll probably do some sort of like tropical thing, and then we'll also do a ski trip where it's just come on your own dime if you want.
You go there.
I can rent a. You can rent a cabin at the Poconos for fucking cheap as fuck.
You put down $200. You fucking leave. You let them figure it out.
That's
you know
it, baby.
I mean? There you go. So.
All right. Let's see. Amy Schumer accused of cyberbullying Nicole Kidman with a now-deleted U.S. Open post. What is this, Shannon?
It's like a Mad Libs.
Is that a real
sense?
Okay, so this is the...
When she made a joke? Is that... This is what going to be
one of those. Yeah, it's so silly, but they're really blowing it out of proportion. So this is the picture. And then Amy Schumer wrote underneath it, "This how humans sit."
That's hilarious.
This how humans sit. Wait, what's the picture?
It's Nicole Kidman at the U.S. Open.
What?
That's just such a dumb.
Every time Amy like tries to be a comic, they get furious.
Yeah. You almost feel bad because she was so funny. When Amy Schumer first popped off, she was fucking legit really funny.
Yeah.
I remember when Amy Schumer was like 5 or 6 years in, she did John Fish's In the Tank with John Fish. This is a podcast before like anyone had podcasts.
I remember
like,
that.
John Fish had a fucking podcast
I did that.
Way back in the day where he interviewed comics one-on-one. And I remember listening to it, and me and her were like at the exact same time in comedy, and she just got Last Comic Standing. She was just like blowing up in a massive way.
Yeah.
And at that time, when Amy first popped off, she was legitimately like the funniest chick, like period. She was so fucking funny. And then it just becomes a thing where it's like, maybe women have this in them where they go like, well, now I have this power and I have a responsibility with it.
Dude, she made a lot of money. I think you're giving her a little credit. You know, like there's money to be made at that point. There was money to be made when he went woke and whatever the thing that, just like there's like some guys now. I mean, you've seen this
but I think she was already making a lot of money.
Yeah, but there's more money, dude. It's like on the right now, when you see like a mediocre like comic that's like a little right wing, and then they just go, yeah, but you're not like that. But then they like fucking dive into they're like, I'm just gonna like say
they're grifters.
They're grifters. It's like, this is all I'm gonna do.
We see grifting happen on every end.
You can smell it on every end. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, that sucks.
Hey,
and
remember SNL in the 90s? Well, now we're racist.
But yeah.
And if it goes back, it'll go back. Nobody cares.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of grifting, and it's a lot of people pretending to care about shit. And that's across the board. There's life grifters. There's people that are just like, they spend their lives pretending to care about things that they don't actually really care about.
No one has a backbone.
Like social credit or whatever it is, like that whatever the endorphin drip is when you get a like and you get a share. It's like everyone, like that is an addiction now that people have on another level. Like the average 16-year-old kid to the average 45-year-old doctor, they get on Instagram and they want to see those likes.
Yeah.
Well, on the left, I think more so. And I'm if you look at my politics, I'm way more left than right.
Of course.
But
I think most people are.
Most people,
if you really were, but I like get down to brass tacks. Like most people, like under 45. If you really broke down, you'd be. But they push you away.
But I believe in some aspects of big government, like stuff like that. But like, you know, the cowardice on the left over this Ukraine war. And I know this isn't that type of podcast. This is Dave Smith's podcast.
Yeah, please.
But the cowardice on the left. And like, we've seen every single post from every single like left wing influencer about everything but that. Yeah. And that's the most interesting thing to me, where it's like now we're at like, and if you even see the movie Bottoms, which is a good movie, but the end of it, they kill everybody. Uh-huh. Like that, they literally kill everybody. And that's like what the left wing is now, where it's like woke this, but we still want to make sure Raytheon and Lockheed Martin get money.
Damn.
And which is the right, and now the right is starting to pretend, but trust me, they'll be paid by those guys too. So it's all military industrial complex.
Are so much smarter than me, Dan Saint Germain. I was on Rogan last week, and he started going into some shit, like to the point where it was another language, and I stopped him. I was like, Joe, I can't. Like,
I'm just trying to say it's performative.
That is like, you know, I think everyone in society, 99% of people are all just concerned with their own shit.
They're concerned about their work.
Well, I would say with the left versus right thing, the thing that. Like when you were saying, it's like it's the only sort of, I don't want to say party, but like side that like tries to kick you out almost, or like get you to like fuck up, versus everyone on the right is like, please come
they
on
they do
in.
That too though
like, now they're starting to that. Switch they're... now they're starting to switch on the right they're like, you make a joke about like I made jokes just about Trump, who gives a shit, like about don't, Trump or whoever,
yeah, exactly.
Like, and then you have people on the right being like dude, fucking chill, dude, we're supposed to, like, that's it, we're supposed to be able to make fun of everybody. And it there's another
dude, Tommy
shift
Warren
there.
Got fucking kicked off the Blaze because she supported abortion, you know what I mean, so it's like it happens on both sides. It's just tribalism.
And she's pretty toy.
Plus I think that's just human nature. Mm-hmm. Like the only thing we like more than building idols is tearing them down.
Fair. Yeah.
Shannon, show me this video. Does it live? Does it die? It's an orangutan throwing a possum off of a roof.
Does it live or does it die?
Let's see.
Okay, you gotta watch close because it's gonna start with the throw. Let me try to go a little earlier.
Oh my
god. It's already in air.
Oh my god.
It's going to show you the orangutan.
Hell yeah.
That's it.
It was just for fun?
I don't know. Like, obviously, I would be dead, but I don't know. What are possum bones like? Would a cat be alive from that?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think
I
a cat
have a
would
really
die from
dumb
that.
Question.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the wrong animal. Possums don't have shells.
I was
thinking of an armadillo.
Dude, I one time I found a possum in, like, I had a Diet Coke. Mm. An empty Diet Coke box in the garbage. Like, uh-huh. I was going to take out the recycling.
Yeah, yeah.
And then inside of it, I opened it up. There was a dead baby possum. Just like,
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, oh, this is horrible.
In the corner was an orangutan smoking a cigarette. He's like, you know what he fucking did.
He's playing cards.
Yeah. Dude, and then I looked at it closer, and it fucking opened its eyes, and went... And then I was like, wait a minute, that's literally what playing possum is. It's literally the thing that they do. He got me with it, dude. And it was cute, but also fucking terrifying looking, dude. Yeah. Possums are creepy looking creatures.
They're scary.
Dude. Pull up a baby possum.
It's the teeth.
Dude, that is the funniest thing, though. If somebody got hit with that possum, that's the funniest thing to get hit with during the middle of the day. Just
dude, possums are a strange creature. And I don't know, where do they exist? Do they exist everywhere?
There are a lot in Texas.
They're up here because I would go on the train tracks. They're kind of cute little baby possum.
Wait, I'm really hung up on Lewis learning terminology via interacting with the animal.
Yeah,
like Lewis in a zoo. Like, that tiger really doesn't change his stripes.
Come here, you dumb horse. Drink the water. Drink the fuck. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but these motherfuckers don't actually drink.
I never should have opened this China shop. Get out of here, bull.
they're kind of cute little creatures. Can you keep a possum as a pet, Shannon? A baby possum would be cute.
I've seen them on Instagram. I've seen people take them in, like with raccoons and stuff. They just take them in.
I'm not going to lie. That is a definite white person thing.
Yeah.
You're not going to see one immigrant being like, let's just try the raccoon.
Yeah, because they would
out.
Eat them.
Jesus Christ.
That's actually like a pretty big thing where it would be black people reacting to people who have like possums and shit as pets.
Yeah, it's not a...
In the first season of Jackass, didn't Steve-O eat possum at that southern... He went to like a redneck... barbecue, and they had all the animals that the rednecks eat.
Wow.
I want to say it was like possum, maybe Nutra rat, and squirrel. Maybe.
I think eating possum would be less weird for me than like just touching an alive possum.
Yeah.
Everything you just said sounds like the headliners of a death metal concert.
They're too possum. Eating possum.
Nutra rat.
Dude, welcome to eating possum.
It says they don't make good pets.
They don't.
That they're solitary animals, and if you have other pets, they're gonna get them.
They're gonna fight them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is a possum dangerous? Does a possum bite you?
Yeah, I call the big one Bitey. When all the possums were living in the monorail.
Yeah, I have heard the biting thing for sure because of Texas.
It says they're not aggressive. Their open mouth, defensive hissing is merely a bluff to look vicious.
Yeah, they do look vicious, dude. They're fucking.
So they don't bite?
Have you ever seen if it was a guy or girl, they had a family of possums living in their fucking grill, and they just opened their grill for a barbecue, and the possums are like. I would just burn it. Yeah. I would just go. Yeah, I would turn the grill on and like push it down a hill.
That's new grill day. Yeah,
dude. Fuck that, dude. Possums are creepy little nocturnal creatures.
Yeah.
But they're pretty cool, dude. That little baby one, I almost miss him, dude. He was so like, I thought it was a giant rat, dude.
Do you guys have any animals at home?
Just cats.
Just cats.
No. Yeah, you got a half Puerto Rican child. Yeah. Can I ask a dumb question, Shannon? Are possums like raccoons, where if you see them during the day, they might be rabid? Or is that an old wives' tale that I'm just spreading now?
Let me see.
Because didn't they say if you see raccoons during the day, don't fuck with them?
I don't fuck with a raccoon ever, regardless.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck with a raccoon.
It says if food is scarce, you may see them trying to find food during the day.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see a full-grown possum walking around. Give me a video of these creepy motherfuckers. What was that? Was it Willow, where it was like a giant possum creature? Almost ate him.
That was Princess Bride.
Princess Bride. Yeah.
But same universe.
Yeah, same universe.
Possum. And this guy definitely has a great big grin. That's because he has 50 teeth in his mouth. That's way more than we have. And he's cruising around underneath this bird feeder looking for some extra seed to eat with all those.
He's kind of cute in his own way. Shannon, would you pet him?
Anything from
yeah, it is actually kind of cute here. I just don't like their crazy teeth and their rat
tail. I was just saying, show an open mouth possum and you'll change it. Because I've seen it.
And I will go with this. The difference between a cute animal and a not cute animal is a furry animal with a naked tail.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true.
That is true.
If the possum had a fluffy tail, it would be much more approachable.
I mean, it's still kind of cute. Fuck you, dude.
What the fuck?
Kitty, 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 kitty.
What the fuck?
I mean, you would assume that this thing is going to kill you.
Oh, my God.
It's a thing from nightmares.
We had a possum in my house once.
You would go, this is the if you don't know what a possum is, you would think it's the largest rat you've ever seen.
Why is the camera this close to this fucking thing?
Because they know he's bluffing. He's kind of cute.
Oh, my
God. So they don't bite, Shannon?
Oh, so it says unless they're like extremely cornered, they're just gonna like do this and then run away. Oh, he is kind of cute.
He's kind of cute, Shannon.
You guys are out of your mind. This thing is a nightmare.
Go that way.
Aww.
Go the other way.
He's scared.
Holy shit, fuck.
Yeah, he's a little bit frightened.
I like that he's like slowly just knock himself out.
Hey, what's the matter? What's the matter?
My wife left me. My mother won't talk to me unless I give her money.
What's wrong?
He's got like a bad eye or something.
Optometrist says it's astigmatism.
Get out of my neighborhood. We don't take kindly to your types.
Yeah, he's cute. I liked him. I fucking liked him. All right, we're going to wrap this one. This has been fun. Always a great time with you guys. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Hey, man, very happy to have you as a Heat and Dan St. Germain. Go support these guys and everything they do. And go grab those tickets for Carnival of Combat, guys, happening November 4th. In St. Petersburg, Florida. Come be a part of the fucking fights. It's going to be a blast. We'll check you guys on Friday with another Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.